brought to you by Penguin. A Porto Biography by Ted the Dog, read by Tony Way.
Oh yeah, if you think I'm going to spend my precious time reading this book for you, you've got another thing coming. Nah. I ain't got time for that. I've got briefcases to find, pocket meats to eat, and business to solve. Gotcha. So, I've handed the task over to my mate Tony Way, score in the back pocket. Strap yourselves in. It's one heck of a ride, and almost all of it is true.
Forward. Ted was born in 2012. He was given as a surprise Christmas present and then dumped in the new year when he was only 6 months old. He went into a foster home to be assessed and then was handed to a rescue centre before being adopted into his forever home in 2013, where he still lounges to this day, unless he is fishing with Paul and Bob, of course. Part 1. Chapter 1. Every dog has its day. Right, listen up. This is how it all unfolded for me. This is the story of how I went from homeless and boneless to famous and fearless. Nearly every word of this is true. You can work out for yourselves which bits are exaggerated or not. It's up to you. I'm not bothered either way. My early motivation to stand out from the crowd came from two very different chaps. Daniel Craig. He was homeless, sleeping on park benches before finding fame as an actor and becoming one of our favourite Bond stars. Harry Houdini. He ran away from home age 12 and worked on the streets before he became arguably the world's greatest escape artist. I can relate to both of them. I too turned initial misfortune into great success. I also like to think I have the charisma of Craig and I know I have the skills of Houdini. Sitting on a Welsh riverbank basking in the sun, watching those two Muppets, Mortimer and Whitehouse, fishing together on the River Wye, I look back at how I'd managed to land so firmly on my grubby little paws. With the sound of birdsong, the gentle lapping of the water and their laughter reverberating around the valley, there was nowhere else I'd rather be. Apart from maybe supervising a controlled explosion or taking a trip to the Museum of Naval Firepower, which is in Gosport if you ever fancy joining me. It wasn't always like this. I was a skinny, unwanted runt. Now I'm a slightly portly, B-list canine celebrity, and I wouldn't change a thing about how I got here. It's been quite the roller coaster, but instead of howling, I chose to strap in and enjoy the ride. Everything you're about to hear is highly classified, and once you finish this audiobook, you must destroy it immediately. Either eat it or bury it. The choice is yours. Why am I writing this book? I need my voice to be heard. Don't get me wrong. I love my co-stars, Mrs. Mortimer and Whitehouse, but they don't always know what really goes on inside my head. Mind you, nor do I most of the time. I also need to speak up for all the other dogs out there, the ones who are abandoned or misunderstood or mistreated. I want to do this for them. I need to give them a voice, and I'm in the privileged position of being able to do just that. I am proud to say I am now an integral part of Gone Fishing, even though I've never laid my paws on a rod or sniffed a fish. I mostly wander around the riverbanks, eavesdropping on Paul and Bob's conversations, nicking their food, trying not to tread on their fishing rods. I excel at the food part, not so much minding the rods. Why do they leave them where such an athletic dog like me can easily trip over them? If I've heard Paul say, "Mind the rod," once, I've heard it a million times. Well, I would have if I ever listened to him, which I don't. I'm in the unique position of being able to tell you what goes on behind the scenes from the ankles up when the cameras are not rolling and what working with Bob and Paul is really like. But first, I need to tell you how life started out for me, which from the outset was not looking too rosy to say the least. Chapter 2. A Star is Born. I was born in the summer of 2012, one of six puppies, three girls, three boys. They immediately put nail varnish on our toes to distinguish us from each other, which was not quite the welcome I'd expected, and the acrid smell lingered for days. I was the last born and seemingly took everyone by surprise when I popped out, as no one was expecting me. I guess that might have been an early omen. I think I'm a Patterdale
Sample complete. Ready to continue?